Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news. It's John Hansen who hosts the Block Club Chicago podcast. And surprise, traffic violation notices have gone out to Mexican Independence Day revelers. John, what's this all about?
Yeah, I mean, this is a month after the big celebrations that really grind downtown to a halt. But this is for violations of things as simple as flying the flag out of the window of the car. That's stuff that we see all the time, right? Not only downtown during the celebration, but they went ahead and sent belated tickets to a bunch of folks. We don't have the exact number. The police suggested we file a FOIA, and I think we will. But they are saying that, look, this was obviously a big celebration. I know that it divides a lot of folks about whether people should really congregate that much downtown. That's for another day. But should people really get a violation for a couple $100 in the mail a month later for putting the flag out the window? Yeah, I don't know. And then there's others that are for maybe people who are hanging out of the cars, right, not wearing their safety belts. Those are for a little bit more, and they're getting violations in the mail. Some of those might make sense. But either way, people are a little bit like, it was a celebration. We were having fun. Yes, it may cause traffic problems, but to stick it to people a month later with tickets in the mail doesn't seem fair, at least according to these families.
You think the police did that because at times things got out of hand and streets had to be blocked off and closed down this time?
I mean, I don't know exactly, and we're going to try and get the numbers to compare them to previous years of what has been issued. They say that they've issued these in the past, and maybe we're just hearing more about them this year, but obviously it causes quite a kerfuffle. People get upset by it. Maybe, and this is just me speculating, maybe the police were trying to send a message this year. I don't know.
Could be. All right, let's get to the North Side ghost story, John.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a nice long read at blockclubchicago.org, and it involves a story back from 1895. So John Landecker was just a young boy then.
Yes, he was. Yeah, I grew up listening to John.
And no, it's a really interesting story about a legend in the Edgewater neighborhood about a police officer, Martin Qualey, who said he never believed in ghosts but chased a shadowy figure for months who made no noise on the pavement as it ran away. And people to this day claim to see this shadowy figure. And it's documented in the Tribune way back in the 1890s as well. Although also documented in the Tribune was that Officer Qualey was caught drinking on the job many times as well. So we don't know exactly the truth of the story, but folks in Edgewater claim there still is a shadowy thing floating around the dimly lit streets of the neighborhood. And it's a good write-up and good for spooky season.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, we have a Southside program that has helped thousands of kids go to college. This is great.
This is great. This is an awesome write-up by Mac Lederman. 25 years, Southside Wolfpack has been coached by Ernest Radcliffe. He started the program. He was actually a standout athlete. At one point, drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball, but an injury stopped him from reaching the major leagues, and he kind of went between jobs and decided to become a coach of the Southside Wolfpack team. They provide the helmets, the shoulder pads, and a safe haven for a largely black youth program in the Jackson Park neighborhood. Thousands of kids have gone through this program, including hundreds of Division I athletes, and three players have gone on to the NFL from people that have played in this. And he's also so proud that some of the folks that started with the program when they were kids are now sending their kids as well. Just an example of someone who stands up and does something to try and provide youth in our community something productive to do.
We need more stories like that. Thank you, John. Have a nice day.
You too, Bob.